This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Time for other people's problems.
Yeah, OPP for short.
And we got a guy here has some sort of problem, I believe, with his kid. Kyle?
Yeah.
Yay. Tell us what's going on. Maybe we can help.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping that you guys can help me settle an argument with my wife.
Okay.
And I think it'll be easy because you guys are two guys. I think you'll get it. The thing is, you know, I think I just have to put my foot down and refuse to let my 12-year-old little girl be a cheerleader. I just think at this time right now, it's just too sexualized. You know, I personally know how I felt about cheerleaders when I was a kid. And, you know, hell, I think I know how I feel about cheerleaders right now.
Okay.
I just don't want to put my little girl in a tiny skirt and let her do some flips for some perverts. And my wife, you know, she says that I'm overreacting and that it's a sport and it's a, you know, it's a good school activity for her and everything. But then, you know, put her in soccer, put her in basketball or something else, you know. It's fine for other parents, you know, to put their girls in cheerleading. I don't care. Just not my baby girl, you know? I mean, but tell me, guys. I mean, am I being a bad dad? I mean, you have to tell me truthfully.
Do you feel... I feel like there's people screaming at the radio saying you're the one sexualizing it.
I see that.
But when it's my kid, I don't want my daughter who's younger than your daughter. I don't want her going out to a swimming pool unless I'm there so I can watch the crowd. So I can look at other people and go, which one of these dudes is... I mean, we live in a world where people will snatch somebody, man.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not... they will snatch a 12-year-old for crying out loud.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
Yeah.
But then how does anybody do anything ever again?
See, that's the thing. You can't let that type of fear, you know, stop you from doing what you want. Plus, I see where you're coming from, man, but... cheerleaders are objectified. Everyone agrees with that, except the cheerleaders.
Right.
They're the ones that choose every year to be put in that position. So clearly to them, these female cheerleaders, this isn't what's going on. And if it is, they're okay with it.
And cheering is much more than,
you know what,
just being in a short skirt. It's a very athletic.
Cheerleaders work their asses off.
Yes, they do.
They work hard as the athletic teams.
Absolutely.
If not harder.
Absolutely.
They do.
And you're
right. Yeah, no, I'm not denying that whatsoever. Absolutely. I think it is a sport. I agree with my wife about that. It's a real sport. You know, these girls they're working really hard. Just, you know, not my 12-year-old girl. You know, I just think that's too young. And I think that's, that doesn't line up with, it feels dangerous at this point.
But okay, let's say you steer her into basketball. Now she's a girl. Mm-hmm. In public, wearing shorts and a tank top, and
volleyball.
Men are surrounded by volleyball. And no matter what she does, she's going to be surrounded by men objectifying her.
Who aren't objectifying her. But there's no matter what, unless you put her in a box inside your house, somebody's going
to... Yeah, and keep this in mind, too. When she's walking with her girlfriends down the hall of the mall... It's happening. No matter where she goes.
I'm sorry. I have to bring up the case.
Right.
The dude grabbed a girl because he saw her getting on a bus.
Yeah.
She's 13. Sees her getting on a bus. She didn't have to be a cheerleader. She didn't have to be on a basketball court.
Right.
She was just getting on a bus and somebody.
I know.
But I mean, I agree with you. It's like there's a level of. What are the words? Like mitigating the risk. Like I don't. I understand it could happen at the mall. It could, but it's more likely if I'm a predator male and I want to see a young woman scantily clad, I know where I got to be. I got to be at a high school football stadium on a Friday night. That's where I got to be.
And not to keep And we've seen these documentaries about these singers that are pedophiles. Mm. He would cruise high schools too.
Shut your mouth, R. Kelly would.
He would.
Oh my God.
His crew.
Did he really?
His dudes would set up shop at a McDonald's across from the high school, knowing the girls would come into the McDonald's.
Really sorry, Kyle. We're getting off on two
this
other.
Is about you.
We're getting off on
you.
News story. But,
right.
And,
yeah.
Look, you.
No, I mean, you guys are absolutely right. I mean, the difference between, you know, her going off and joining basketball or soccer or something, you know, that is based in they're doing the actual sport.
You're right.
Whereas the cheerleading is the overt sexualization of everything, right? You know,
they're
out there, they're shaking, God knows what. They're doing the dances,
but that's
and
oversimplifying
it's a performative
it.
Element.
Yeah. You know what? Every dad listening right now, Kyle, they're you can't blame him for being on your side. Daddy wants to protect the little girl. Why put her in a position when she doesn't have to be?
But from the mom's perspective, why should I have to hide my daughter from perverted men? Let's get the perverted men off the street instead of pulling the daughters off the street.
The daughter's not the problem.
Right.
It's all the losers that are surrounding her.
Yes. It's the men's fault.
Right.
So, but then here comes Kyle. But why even put her in that position?
Right. My daughter should be able to walk in front of a construction site. She
Without
should be
being
able to.
Or ogled or whatever.
But I'm not going to let her because I know it's probably going to happen.
It's going to happen.
So,
but how can she learn to take care of these problems? She's going to have to learn sometime because dad's not going to be with her all the time.
This is
just went from cheerleading to all this.
No, we went all the way to kidnap and
all that.
Yeah, just.
Are we just being dudes? Are we being dads?
I think we're being overly protective on the one hand, and not.
I just think we're being dads.
Yes,
I think we're being dads. And for a 12-year-old girl, it's a difficult age to try to figure out when is the right time.
But it's what she wants,
right?
And you're going to tell her she can't do what she wants. Now there are times where it's like, Mom, Dad, I'm turning 17. I want to go to Cancun. It's like, I know what you want. I'm not letting you go to the hotbed of drug use, right? Like, I'm not as a parent, you get to put your foot down. Cheerleading a place to put your foot down?
Yeah.
And when she was seven, she wanted to wear makeup. And we said, absolutely not. You're not going to be wearing makeup.
That
was ridiculous. I can't let her do something like that. You know, now she's 12. We are letting her do a little bit more. You know, she obviously has her friends. She has her phone. You know, there are things that I cannot protect her from. But like when it's out there and she's actually using her body in a sexualized nature for an audience, that makes me uncomfortable.
Wow.
Right.
All right, Kyle, we're going to try to get you some advice. I'm not sure how we're going to fix it, but
he's equating his daughter working the pole, basically.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Because that's the way somebody could see it that way.
Yeah.
And I, as a good dad, hang on, Kyle.
Yeah.
As a good dad, I'd try to keep my daughter as far from it as possible.
Most men would. But then you have the moms who were cheerleaders or want to encourage their daughters to be cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
So now you have this constant.
It's a rite
bang.
Of passage for.
Yeah. So dad needs to chill out and trust mom on this stuff.
Or does he?
Okay.
Until men with dark thoughts are eradicated from the planet, should we just eliminate the? I'm just saying.
Why I hate punishing them because they didn't do it.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But if there's one guy there, or what do we do? Stand like have somebody with binoculars watching the crowd to see who's watching. I don't know. It got more complicated than we thought it was going to. But Kyle would like his 12-year-old daughter to not cheer. What do you guys think? Mia?
Yai.
What do you think?
You know, as a person who cheered all the way through college, I think that his stereotyping is part of the problem.
Okay.
The actual promiscuous girls in college were actually on the soccer team. So,
okay, but he's not, I don't think he's worried about her being promiscuous. That's a really, thanks for throwing soccer under the bus. I just pulled my daughter out of soccer just now.
No, I'm just saying that he is attaching a stereotype on how someone's going to view his daughter when they can view his daughter that way, regardless of what activity or sport she participates in.
You're right.
For myself, like, I cheered through high school and college. I actually got a scholarship from it. And we had the highest GPA out of all the other sports and athletics. So, you know, part of it, the issue is his own issues because of his own guilt that he associates with his thoughts of cheerleaders.
But were there lecherous men that came to your games and stuff? And I mean, could you feel the nasty dudes there?
No, not more than, let's say, the volleyball players who wear buns, like, in terms of their shorts. The fact of the matter is you can't desexualize something that's going to be sexualized.
Wow, good point.
So then let her go.
You know, you can't.
And just,
well, the thing is she's 12, and if she wants to actually participate this in the future, she's actually on the late end of things.
That is true.
She is a little bit late.
So the fact of the matter is, like, if you want to support your daughter, you should support your daughter and then have a conversation of sexuality with her and be an adult about it.
Wow.
Nice, Mia.
Thank you for the advice.
Yeah.
Tiffany?
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
Okay, unless he's going to not let his son potentially not play football because girls think that he's super cute in that, then there's no reason for her not to be cheerleading.
Wow.
It's not her fault.
But Tiffany, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a man-bashing person. Girls aren't dangerous. If a girl finds a football player cute, she's not suddenly going to wake up one day, don a black outfit and a shotgun and go snatch him. But men, certain types of men, do that. It's disgusting, but
you can't just hide women from the world because there's bad men. We have to start at some point standing up for the women and pulling those guys and saying, hey, this isn't allowed anymore, and raising better young men.
Wow.
Wow, well said, Tiffany.
Thank you for the call, Tiffany. I mean, we're knee deep in something like a bigger.
I know.
Devin?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think he should absolutely let her do it.
Why?
I was a cheerleader in high school, and I got all of my friends to do it. Most of us cheered until our senior year. I went on to cheer in college.
Nice.
And to this day, my dad's thoughts about it is that he wishes that he would have gone and watched me cheer more games.
Right?
Really?
To be a participant.
Yeah. Huh. Exactly. It keeps you involved in your school and keeps your spirit for your school alive.
And Devin, can I go on record again? You cheerleaders work your asses off just as hard as the athletic team.
Sometimes
does,
more so.
Even more so. I've seen you guys practice.
You're gymnasts.
You're all that. Yeah. Dancers, you're performers, entertainers.
Right. We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to prove that we are the best.
Boom.
One time.
Wow.
Good point.
Thank you for the call. So far, it's not looking good for Kyle here. Uh-huh. He's getting schooled. Kimberly?
Yai, guys.
Yai. What do you think?
Yeah, I say let her do it. At 12, I was actually doing cheerleading, and there's a huge difference between being on a pole, taking your clothes off, doing sexy dances as opposed to cheerleader dances and moves and flips like that.
That's okay. True.
So then let her go. Let her do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Nice.
We're out of time here. We're going to turn this over to social media, but one person we didn't get to says, Julia was saying, let her do it. It's not as, this is a terrible sentence, it's not as sexualized in middle school.
Oh,
in high school,
okay.
It becomes more so.
Oh, and then college.
But I mean, from Kyle's perspective, why wouldn't you stop her now?
Okay.
Stop her before she wants to be a part of it.
God.
So it's become a cheer debate, and in the end, Steve and I are starting to realize that the real problem is the men. But
amen.
If you want to tell Kyle anything else, you're going to have to do it on social media.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.